Sexual sin is usually the tip of an iceberg.
I didn't just wake up one morning and decide I'm going to let my family down. It happened little by little.
What seem like big, visible sins are usually formed by a lot of little compromises that develop in secret.
It started with lust, and nobody knew. I was prideful and angry.
Some of us are content to maintain a certain level of sin, thinking we can manage it. But here's the problem. There's no such thing as a small sin. Every unconfessed sin is a seed that will produce a multiplied harvest. If you have any area of unconfessed sin in your heart, would you pray these words from Psalm 19? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then will I be blameless, innocent of great transgression. With Seeking Him, I'm Nancy DeMoss Wagmuth.